know what? Today, I'm not going to have the pillow because my outfit is just too good to be hidden.
You're not going to have the pillow? Oh, like...
Like, you know how I always like...
You feel like the color ruins the fit?
Yeah, and I just feel like my fit deserves... My fit is not even that crazy or anything.
Oh, my God. All right, let's start with this... Let's start this podcast episode today with a fit check, all
right? Okay, fit check right now.
Yeah.
Currently wearing these long shorts. You can't really see because I'm sitting.
Okay,
these navy shorts that I recently got that I love from this brand called Lesette, L-E-S-E-T.
Lesette, okay. Yeah, shout out to Lesette.
Nice. And then this very breezy button-up shirt, stripes, navy with navy, you know, goes together. This one is from this brand from Antwerp, actually.
Ooh, shout out to Antwerp.
Called Lewis and Melly. And then I forget where this jewelry is from. I think it's called like Dana Lang. I actually can't remember at all. But it's Dana, like, handmade jewelry, like to order.
Okay.
And then these are Majuri.
What are we doing with the socks?
Oh, socks. Actually, they're mismatched, even though they're the same color. One is from Muji.
Emoji.
Muji.
Okay.
And then one is from Le Bon Shop.
Le Bon Shop.
Yeah, it's a good store for like basics and socks.
Okay. What are we doing with the nails? The recently
new color, a darker red. I did like light red for a very long time, for like the last three times I did my nails. So then I felt like I had to change it up, but I'm still in the red.
You're very much in your red era.
Yeah, I love red.
It fits your personality.
It does. And also, like, in the summer, especially, like, you know, my skin is tanner. I actually got sunburned yesterday because I forgot to put on sunscreen.
Is that why you're having long sleeves today?
Oh, no. I just wanted to wear this.
Okay.
But, yeah, my arms are kind of, like, sunburned. And it's not good. It's not good. Every time that happens, I'm like, damn.
And I told you. I told you to bring sunscreen.
You told me to bring sunscreen when I was already outside. So, too late. And not that it's on you or anything.
I think you should always just have, like a carry-on.
Yeah. But the plan was also, like, I was going to go to the park and read, but I was planning to go to a different park and, like, sit under a tree. But then it ended up being really nice out and cloudy and overcast. And then I was like, let me go by the water and read. But then the sun kept coming in and out. So it, like, deceived me, thinking that, like, oh, it's not that bad. Okay, so tell us about your outfit.
Okay,
I don't know if anyone cares about this.
My outfit fit check for today is at the socks. We have Uniqlo navy blue socks. Probably like my favorite color sock, navy blue.
Really?
Because it kind of, it works
over
with
white? Navy.
Navy blue, it makes your outfit better, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know what I love? An all black outfit with navy blue socks. And then like some Birkies at the bottom.
I can totally see that.
Yeah. So I have Uniqlo socks. And then I have these baggy L2 vintage Levi jeans. Really comfortable. Really my favorite.
Yeah. They're like a nice wash.
Yeah. And then I have the WTJ shirt. Still available on our website. If you're a size small, you can head over there right now. Link is in the description. Even if you're not a size small and you want to buy it for someone who's a size small, we have a few left.
Yes. And then we also have hats, which should fit most heads.
Yeah. It doesn't fit my head.
Well,
which
you
I'm
have
really...
a lot of hair right now.
Yeah. But I also just have a big head.
True. So that's why I said most heads.
Exactly. I have a big head and I have a lot of hair. So that doesn't help. You know, when I didn't have this hair, the hat.
You probably could use it, could wear it. But like by the time we got it, you already had like your hair already long.
And that's where the shirt is from. It's the shout out to your dog shirt. I don't know if you know this, but in the back we have shout out to your dog. If you don't know the story about shout out to your dog, just to anyone who's listening.
Actually,
like,
someone asked me recently. I think it was our friend Carolina. She like didn't know what the reference like shout out to your dog was about.
Okay, so let's explain to Carolina if you're watching this. Shout out to you.
I mean,
so,
I already told her. But
you told her?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe someone who's listening doesn't know.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Okay, so shout out to your dog came about, I think it was around season one. At the end of each episode, maybe like towards the end of that season, because it wasn't from in the beginning.
It was, I think it was season two.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, could be wrong, but and if you don't know if or picked up on it, at the end of every episode when we do the outro, Yoni always says, and shout out to everyone's dog. So that's what we're talking about.
Yes, and the reason why I said that is because everyone kept sending us photos of them listening to the podcast on a walk with their dog. Whatever country, it was Sweden, it was just...
anyway,
all over the world, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Shout out to everyone's dog. And then mm-hmm. I was just like, why don't we just make a shirt that says shout out to your dog?
Yeah, because it became like really a part of our brand.
Yeah, because we didn't just want to make a shirt that says WTJ here. It felt kind of just like
yeah,
basic. Like,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, of course, of course.
We're not Balenciaga, you know, where you can just say the name. And yeah, that's it. So if you're a size small, if you know anyone who's a size small, go ahead over to the website. And yeah, I know Ali is ready to start the podcast.
Well, welcome back to the What's the Juice pod, everyone.
Welcome back to the pod.
My name is, you've been good since... Oh, sorry.
I just want to say what my name is.
Yeah, go ahead.
My name is Yoni Ikoto. If this is your first time listening, and that's my favorite co-host, Ali Zaitza.
Oh, I don't get to introduce myself?
I mean, go ahead. Go ahead.
Why does this feel like awkward for some reason?
I don't know, because I feel like anytime I introduce myself, it's like people already know.
People already know who I am.
No. But it's like if someone listens every week, it's like, okay, we know your name. But my name
is Ali Zaitza.
The introduction is for the new listeners, okay?
Yes. And welcome back to the pod. I was just going to say, hope you've been doing good and well ever since we were here last and you listened to the podcast last. It is a Monday. This is actually our last week in this apartment. Like next week, Monday, we out.
You have no idea how excited I am.
I cannot wait.
I'm excited to finally have an elevator.
I'm excited to have a real kitchen.
I'm excited to finally have more space for the podcast.
I'm excited to feel like I'm living like an adult.
I'm excited to finally stop taking the clothes out of the closet to fit the camera so we have enough angle room.
I'm excited to actually have a door that feels like it really is a separate room.
I'm excited to go outside and just be able to think about stuff. Because
you lost me on that one.
Huh?
You lost me on that one. What do you mean? You can't go outside and think about shit?
I thought we were on the road.
Well, you took it outside. Like, I'm thinking about the apartment.
Okay, I'm excited about the new area that we're going to live in. So, when you go outside, I'm able to think.
Yeah. I get that. I'm excited to, like, have an in-unit washer dryer so I don't have to go to the laundromat. This week is the last time that we're doing a laundromat run.
Oh, right. That is true. I'm excited to finally have enough room and enough... enough light in our apartment, like daylight,
like bigger windows.
Why are you sound confused about everything I said?
Well, it's not like we don't have light in this apartment.
Okay, we do, but we have way more in the new one.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm excited to just like start.
I'm excited to turn a corner. To be able to turn a corner in our apartment. Like right now, there's corners to be turned.
I thought you meant like turn a corner like in your life.
In my life. No,
I'm
no,
flip a page.
No. No, I'm saying like I'm excited to like have to turn a corner
in the apartment.
In the apartment,
like you can walk,
like navigating. I'm like in the bedroom, I gotta turn the corner to go in the living room.
Yeah, you know? over here it's pretty much a straight line. You go left,
and same from the bathroom too. Like from the bathroom, you have to like turn the corner and then another corner to get into the kitchen.
Yeah, and then you gotta go downstairs, take the elevator just to get to the bedroom. It's a whole thing.
Wait, what?
I'm just kidding.
Yo, today, it'd be crazy to have an elevator in your
people
apartment.
Have that.
Yeah, that's some penthouse.
Like,
shit.
Why would you?
Imagine having your private elevator
that you can take from downstairs that when it opens, you just walk straight into the living room.
Yeah, that's lit.
But what kind of elevator is that, though? That's your own elevator?
There's a building in Tribeca where hella celebrities live, and they each have their own private elevator. Like, each apartment has its own private elevator.
No.
Yes.
How?
Like, I wouldn't ride... Like, if you ride in my elevator, it's like only to get to my apartment. So every apartment has their own elevator entrance.
Can you decorate it the way you want, like a room?
The elevator?
Yeah, like put a chair in there, put a mirror.
I mean, why would you? No, it's part of the building. Like,
it's your own private thing, though. If you own your apartment, you should be able to decorate that
elevator.
Yeah, but elevator.
Who cares about decorating their elevator?
No, I feel like I would decorate mine, because if someone's coming over and they're using my private elevator to get to my apartment,
yeah.
As soon as you walk in, I want like some Sade to play, like some music.
Okay, customize.
Yeah, just to like really get the vibe. Like, okay, this is where we're going right now.
Well, we don't have that, unfortunately, but we do have an elevator, which I'm very excited about.
Yeah, it's a public elevator with everyone, with the random.
But yeah, so this is like one of the, I don't think it's the last we're going to record another episode in this apartment before we move out. But yeah, very, very exciting week for us coming up. And today we felt like we wanted to talk about something that could be like a serious topic, but we want to like keep it light.
Mm-hmm. I actually I haven't mentally prepped for this.
Yeah,
for some reason.
Yeah, no, kind of me neither. But that's why I feel like we can just like kind of chit chat about it and see where the episode goes.
See where it goes, honestly. Right? Okay, cool. Some it'd be like that sometimes. So
I'll introduce. So basically, I think we have been in this relationship for almost 6 years in October.
Mm-hmm.
And through our relationship, like, we've obviously gone through changes, we've grown, but Yoni and I met not too long before I basically had my last performance as like a ballet dancer, and I stopped dancing ballet, and I was like in a very specific place in my life in terms of my relationship with my body then, and then since then to where I am now, like, so many things have changed in terms of like my actual body and how it's changed, because I don't do what I used to do then. The way that like I feel about my body and I think about it, and it's been an interesting journey to navigate, because I feel like not that many people speak on how to navigate and approach this area of your relationship when it comes to one person maybe like struggling or having like specific tendencies when it comes to how they feel or think about their bodies. Mm-hmm. And when you're like living with the person, when you're in a relationship with the person, when you're married to someone else, you share so much time with them it's inevitable you're going to maybe go through certain times when you're feeling insecure, certain times when you're feeling down. It can be about whatever. We get, like, what I experience, you experience. And what you experience, I experience.
Yeah.
So we can all agree that nothing feels better than an everything shower, as it is the ultimate self-care ritual. And I must tell you that Osea's new Undaria Algae Body Wash was the best addition to my shower routine, as it has turned it into this tropical paradise with its iconic and all-natural uplifting citrusy scent. It has such a satisfying gel-like texture that turns into this beautiful rich lather, and it leaves my skin feeling so soft and smooth and revitalized, as it is a gentler cleansing experience than traditional body washes. I love knowing that Osea is a mother, daughter, and woman founded and led brand that cares so much about its values. So upgrade your shower with clean, vegan face and body skincare from Osea. Get 10% off of your first order site wide with code WTJ at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code WTJ for 10% off. I've truly experienced firsthand how much hormone health can impact my day-to-day life, and now I've been taking Hormone Harmony, which directly supports my cortisol, estrogen, and progesterone levels, because bloating, cravings, feeling a little bit off, those are all things that we girls have felt many times and sometimes all at the same time. But now with Hormone Harmony, it's way easier to manage my PMS. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which, if you didn't know, they help the body adapt to any stressors, like those chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. The biggest benefit is feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews, and there are over 17,000 of them on Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off of your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code WTJ at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code WTJ for 15% off today. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. When my work schedule is packed with work deadlines, in-person events, and social commitments, it's easy to let some priorities slip. Even though I know going to the gym is good for me, especially when I'm overwhelmed, it's hard to make time for it sometimes. But I would say when I'm starting to feel like my plate is too full, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. Therapy truly is so helpful for learning positive coping skills for when I get too overwhelmed and I get to build up my priorities. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's all online and designed to be the most convenient and flexible and work with your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you need to switch therapists, it's so easy. easy and you can do it anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/WTJ today and get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/WTJ. I have had a long, long, long life journey when it comes to my relationship with my body. And I would say recently, and like even this past summer, I feel like I've grown.
Like, you have.
Into accepting and loving and finding beauty in what my body truly is.
Mm-hmm. And I want to get to that a little bit later. Let's backtrack.
Okay, to what?
To you dance ballet at a very, very high level. When I met Alia, she was like a pro at ballet. I don't know if it's like a pro ballerina or what the term is.
Yeah.
But you were doing that shit, right?
Yeah.
And I never met anyone who knew anything about ballet.
Yeah.
I never watched a single video of ballet. So yeah. When I met Alia, I just got so curious because I wanted to know, the closer we got, I wanted to know a little bit more about her world because that was really her life.
Yeah.
So I was watching a lot of videos on ballet, like the discipline that ballerinas have. If you're a ballerina, obviously, to anyone who doesn't know anything about that, it is probably the most intense, way more than anything I've done, sports wise.
It's so, because you basically have to perform at an athlete's level while doing it gracefully and making what you do like not look hard.
You have to make it look easy.
Like, think about
easy.
Having to make look basketball look easy and look graceful and artistic.
Ballet is a different sport.
It is like very different, but like the level at which you have to perform, like think about even gymnastics,
yeah.
Or like there's no other sport than dance and I guess like
ice skating.
That's what I was gonna say.
Because what is that called? Like ice skating, like ballet slash ice skating. Like they do a lot of.
I mean, it's not slash. It's just like in ice skating, they learn, like they do ballet, so they learn like the gracefulness.
I feel like that's a little bit crazier.
A little bit, but also the level of the artistry is like not as like high in terms of like having to be like graceful or like things like that.
You have to do that shit on ice.
I know, but you don't also do like everything that you do in ballet.
Yeah,
on ice. But what I was going to say is that like, just you get, I think they get the picture. Like my background is a very extreme background in terms of how I grew up thinking about my body, what it should look like, etc. And there was, for me personally, there was so much attention put to how my body looked because I was always too short and I was always not skinny enough, and that was something that was like ingrained in my brain from when I was like 8 years old.
I was just gonna ask you, around what age?
And I was eight. I didn't even have my period. I didn't even go through puberty yet, and I was already told like you're gonna have to watch yourself and be careful pretty much your whole career on what you eat, on how much you exercise.
8 years old?
Yeah. You can ask my mom. When I was like going to like ballet class and stuff like that, she had teachers like tell her, like, just so you know, Alia is going to struggle with this in the future, blah, blah, blah. Like because they also form certain like eyes on people's bodies, and you can just see like, right now I'm 5'1", mm-hmm. but I, up until I was 12, was always the tall girl. Like everyone around me was shorter than me. And I was like always taller than everyone until I got my period when I was 12. And then I basically stopped growing and I reached puberty. And then they're like, everybody else kept growing and didn't get their periods until they were like 16 or 17.
Mm.
But because I basically reached puberty so early, I stopped growing. I started developing, you know.
But is like, that what happens when you reach that stage?
For
you stop
women,
growing?
For some women, yeah.
I wonder why. Like, just because you reach puberty, like, you don't, like, why do you stop growing, though?
I don't think that's, like, an automatic thing. I'm kind of hot right now. But that's just, like, what happened to me. But the fact is, like, I was always, like, the taller of the group, and everybody else around me in the same class and age as me was shorter than me. And then at one point, I stopped growing, and then everybody grew around me.
At what age when did you start noticing that? Like, people are getting taller.
When I got my period. And when I was also the only person that had her period. And and I was also the only person that started to like grow boobs. And I was told like you have to start wearing a bra, and I was like, but nobody else is, because I could not wear a bra with like my uniform, you know. And then just like different things like that, and then eventually everybody else around me kind of like caught on. But I always felt like I just developed pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And in the ballet world, like they want you to stay looking like you're a child.
Even at like 17 years old.
Yeah. And you see actually a lot of ballet dancers that they're like women's bodies through different things, through the fact that they dance so much and whatever, like they stay looking very kind of like not developed. Like you don't really have curvy ballet dancers. Why? Because that's not what they want to see on stage. And if you're a curvy ballet dancer, you're usually not on stage, or you don't even have a job in the first place. So it's kind of like that. So that was really like ingrained, and that was like the bubble that I lived in. And then once I stopped dancing,
because that's also all you knew.
Exactly.
Like you thought this is okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, and I was just going to say, like, so for me now, I'm not dancing anymore, but having to like heal that relationship with my body has been a tough, has been like an ongoing journey. Mm-hmm. And I would say it's been interesting because I've also been on this journey ever since we've been together. Because I stopped dancing like 6 months after, or like, maybe it was like a while after we met. So we were already in a relationship when I stopped dancing, and when I basically became like a normal person and I got a job at a coffee shop and went to college.
No, but I feel like I met you while you're still dancing though. Like you were still going through your classes.
We knew each other for a year at that point.
Maybe. Yeah, like you stopped while we were dating in our first year. Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I remember you told me, like, this is my last performance, Yoni. You have to come
watch it. I think we had almost been dating for, like, a year. Because I stopped dancing in 2019 and we met in 2018.
Yeah.
So I think we had already known each other for, like, 8 months or something like that, you know?
Yeah. And I was at my friend's graduation, and I left the graduation early to go watch Alia dance because I've never seen you dance.
And it was, that was like the last time.
And you told me, it was like, Yoni, you have to make it. And that's also the first time I met your parents.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I want to ask you, how would you say, like, from the outside, because I'm actually curious, from, like, how, you know, obviously my body has changed since then, and you met me when I was dancing, when I was, like, you know, several pounds lighter or smaller or whatever, and, like, how, and then, like, seeing my journey from, like, I remember at the beginning when I stopped dancing, then I was kind of like revolting against like this restraint that I had on myself for so long, that I remember we used to go to like this Thai restaurant in Seattle and order like two fried rices and like one like pad thai, but these were like huge ass portions.
We used to eat so
much. Eat so much.
I mean, to me...
To you is normal.
To me is normal because I'm, you know, I'm 6'4", I'm a big guy. Yeah, like I eat a lot.
I would also like just want to eat a lot because I was finally like, I don't need to be this skinny anymore. Like, and, I can just do whatever.
And I get it. If I had that restraint on me like for years and I finally don't pursue that career path anymore, yeah. I'm going to be like, I can finally eat like normal people, because whole life
I was kind of overdoing it though. That's what I'm saying. Like I went a little overboard.
But you were overdoing it because of it's like an internal thing. It's like when you know, like, man, I can't eat. Because just for the people who have no idea, what are some things, and then I'll answer your question. What are some things as a ballerina just growing up and just in that industry,
get into details of like promoting like not healthy eating, because I wasn't eating, you know, like I wasn't eating as much as I should have. I was like over exercising, so I'm not trying to get into specifics because that's not something that I want to promote.
Okay.
But I basically just like wasn't really eating the way that I should have.
Mm-hmm.
To like be a healthy, you know, 18-19 year old girl at the time.
Okay.
But that's because I was like trying to fit into this mold that was like put on me, etc. So once I didn't have that restraint on me anymore and I wasn't dancing anymore. I just was like, I'm going to let loose and I'm going to live my best life.
And you did.
And I did. And I've had so many of these like ups and downs. Like even when we moved to New York, we both were like, oh, fuck it. We're just going to like eat everything and anything and like go to all the restaurants and try all the
food. I don't regret that at all. That I don't regret.
Skipping my morning routine can easily throw off the balance of my day-to-day because a girl needs her morning self-care time. And same goes for the sensitive vaginal microbiome, because did you know that 9 out of 10 women have unstable vaginal microbiomes? That's why Seed created VSO1 Vaginal Symbiotic to restore a healthy vaginal microbiome and sustain regulated pH levels. In the last few years especially, I've been paying more and more attention to what I put in my body, and I need to remind myself that vaginal health is just as important as the rest of it. Day-to-day things like menstruation, exercise, diet, sex, and more can easily disrupt your microbiome. So it's really reassuring knowing VSO1 went through rigorous scientific testing and was found 10 times more effective than a leading oral probiotic. VSO1 is an ongoing system that maximizes efficacy with only 2 tablets per month. So it's super easy. Find your balance and get proactive with your vaginal care with VSO1 from Seed. Go to seed.com/WTJ and use code 25WTJ to get 25% off. That's 25% off VSO1 at seed.com/WTJ, code 25WTJ. We can all agree that quality time is precious, and there's nothing I love more than connecting with someone over a home-cooked meal. But let's be honest, for most of us, finding time to plan meals and do shopping and cook from scratch can feel impossible most of the times, and that's where Gobble comes in. Gobble meal kits are quality time delivered, because unlike other meal kits that send you raw ingredients, all of the Gobble recipes feature pre-prepped ingredients and are designed to be ready in a fraction of the time. Each week, choose from their rotating menu of 18 plus gourmet meals you can mix and match from classic recipes, lean and clean, and vegetarian options, and Gobble will deliver right to your door. Plus, they have lunch options like salads and soups, breakfast kits, and even desserts. We recently made these Baja-style fish tacos, and Yoni and I could not get enough. They were so good and came together so fast. See what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. Get $120 off across 4 boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/thejuice. That's gobble.com/thejuice today for $120 off your Gobble order. This offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out. I don't regret it at all either, I would say, but I'm also very happy that like we stopped doing that, because
we did.
Even from like, I'm not even talking about like what our bodies look like, just from like a health perspective and money perspective.
Yeah.
We're spending hella money on food.
I mean,
we were just like not eating good.
We've never lived in New York, and I was just like, there's so many restaurants. Like the restaurant culture in New York, it's like a thing that people just, it's like an activity. Let's go.
Yeah.
And it's almost like you never really go to the same restaurant twice here, because there's so many restaurants. So
yeah,
it's like, we're going to go to this one this day. And then next week we're going to go this one. You rarely go to the same one, except there's a few that I really love that I'll just always go back to, like this ramen place.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So anyways, so we, you know, Ali stopped dancing, and then we're just eating like amounts that you probably shouldn't eat.
Yeah, and that was before like we moved in together. And then we moved in together, and everything, we like were eating, you know, pretty healthy, and we were working like at a coffee shop that also had like really healthy food and stuff.
Yeah.
And in general, I feel like we've just had a lot of like even together, a lot of up and downs of like, right now we're like going to the gym and we're like really good, and then right now we're not going to the gym and fuck all that, and we're gonna eat our whatever we want. And we've had a lot of those together.
Right. We had a lot of that together.
You know?
But when we first met, I also particularly wasn't eating well necessarily.
Oh,
also.
No. And also, you didn't really know shit about like nutrition.
I didn't know
anything
about nutrition. If I want a bag of Cheetos, guess what? I'm getting a bag of Cheetos.
Like, you never thought, like, but you knew that Cheetos are not healthy.
I knew it, but I was just like, but I just want it. And I didn't really care because I've always just been skinny like the way I am. So it's just like, when I don't see an effect like on my body, when I don't see like,
you're not thinking about what's going on.
Oh, inside. I'm gaining weight because of, I'm just like, okay, cool.
Yeah. But
also, just because you don't see it on the outside doesn't mean that it's good from the inside,
of
right?
Of course, absolutely.
But anyways, I met Alia and then she
started educating you.
Yeah, she started to teach me so much about like
just how to read like a nutrition label.
Right.
Like the fact they didn't know like how to read that of like, so this is the serving amount and then this is like how much protein is, but like in a whole bag or like what, you know?
I didn't know.
It's crazy.
And then also just like when I was working out, I was barely eating any protein. So like I'm working out, but then I'm not gaining the muscle. And I'm just like, but I'm in the gym all the time, but I'm not feeding the muscle. I'm not eating properly, you know? So my nutrition was all over the place. But then I met Alia and then, you know, she started to teach me. And now I eat like really, really healthy. And it's really because of you.
Yeah. We both do. Yeah. And I would say like within like a good balanced way where like we're not like crazy health nuts or anything.
This has to be Amazon.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Hello. Solution.
It's nothing.
Okay. So your answer, right? From the outside.
No, I didn't even ask a question yet.
Okay, go ahead.
So basically.
I thought you did.
I feel like my question is from just like your, from the outside, how do you feel like I have made progress in how I used to talk about myself, how I used to look at myself in the mirror, how I used to, because I've had several, if I want to call them episodes that were like actually really tough for me and like we didn't know how to navigate and I didn't know what I needed you to do and you didn't know what to do when it came to like me having a body insecurity, you know, moment of like just getting dressed and like looking at myself in the mirror and feeling like none of my clothes fit right and feeling like I don't like anything that I'm putting on my body and it makes me feel like not good about myself. And I used to have those a lot and they used to really get to me. Like I wouldn't be able to like leave because I wouldn't be able to like get dressed. And
I was there.
What do you call it? Like not debilitating. Healthy. Like it was debilitating me from like being able to continue with whatever it is that I had to do.
Yeah.
And you've witnessed a lot of those.
Yeah.
And I feel like I want to ask you, like, do you think like what do you think?
Yeah, no, so I think definitely because seeing it from day one, how you were, right?
Yeah.
And I think I've definitely seen a change, especially like this summer, especially. Mm. And this is like 5 years later, right? And I remember, I mean, whenever you used to have these quote unquote episodes when you're trying to get dressed and then like it's not fitting the right way.
It's not even that, because like that, the t-shirt, I've worn it before and I was fine. It was just on one, it's that, and that's what like body dysmorphic disorder is. But it's like you see yourself in the mirror one day and you like it and you see yourself in like the next 2 days and you don't like it. But it's the same shit.
No, it's the same thing. And then also the thing that I was always just trying to tell you is that, which I still believe to this day, is that when you talk about body insecurities, I feel like you have the extreme world still in you, how you used to be before.
Yeah.
So it's like you come from that extreme, but then like how you are now or even just like a few years ago where you gain a few pounds, that's normal dated, like that's regular life body. Yeah. We're not even talking about, oh, like you were a little bit like overweight or whatever. It's just you weren't like as skinny as you were before.
And also the fact that I'm comparing my body to like my, I'm 25 now. And then I even recently saw a photo on Facebook of myself from when I was 12. Why the fuck am I comparing myself to my 12-year-old body?
Yeah, and you were like, damn, I was so skinny. And the way you said it, I can tell that you almost feel like,
like not I like should be that?
That you should be that. And that's just crazy.
It's crazy. So how would you say you have dealt with, because that was a big learning curve, because just you in your own life have as you said, like, you were never really paying attention to, like, food or what you were eating. You weren't really ever, like, super big in the gym. Like, even when you were playing basketball, you said, like, you didn't really like lifting weights.
Oh, no. I would, instead of doing 15 reps, I would be like, I would do 9. And then the coach would be like, Yoni, that's 15. And I would be like, yep. Because there's no way for him to check. He just, as anybody, you would just, nobody would cheat. Because you're cheating yourself.
Yeah, exactly. But you didn't, you never really like cared. You weren't really thinking about like, oh, I want to like get fit. I want to like,
no,
you know, you never really thought that you were like trying to change your body in any way.
I hated the gym. And also I felt like I don't need it. Why do I need to go? For what?
Yeah.
If you're good at basketball, then, you know, like, why do I need
so whatever? Your relationship with food and your relationship with exercise had no emotional bond and had no emotional gravity on it versus for
not
me, my relationship with food, my relationship with my body, my relationship with exercise, any kind, my relationship with like going, like walking and seeing that like, oh, we walked 10,000 steps today, like random things like that is like, there's such an emotional like baggage attached to them. And that's kind of what nobody in my life had really ever like witnessed me go through until obviously I was in a relationship. And then it's like not that my issues become your issues, but like now it's like they're here to be displayed. Like now I actually had a second mirror. I had the mirror that like I was judging myself in, but then now I have the third mirror, which is you, that you're like a reality check. And you kind of make me realize like how crazy my brain is thinking. And that's not reality. And it's like my brain is tricking me into believing that like my body should be this way or that my body is like my thighs are bigger today than they were the other day. The other day I was like, oh, I love my legs in these shorts, whatever. And then 3 days later, I'm like, oh, all these shorts make me look fat or whatever.
And the craziest thing to me is that the whole time you were just fine.
Exactly.
And but you were going through so much like mental battle to where like I was really like when we weren't together, like it would cross, I would think about it because I saw what you were going through and I'm just like, I want, and I don't, and I hate to see that. You saw, you know how I was reacting. I was never like, I was yelling
I was just trying, never like making me feel bad for the fact that I was feeling the way I was.
No, I was just like, you come from this extreme world and how you are now, I just really couldn't understand it. And And I knew that I wasn't going to be able to understand it because, one, I don't know that world, like, other than what I've seen. Like, I watch documentaries
and
shit.
Explain and
that's the only thing I can go off of. But I'm also going off of just, like, reality and what I'm seeing.
Yes.
You know? And you're telling me, like, oh, I got against this. And I'm just looking at her the whole time. Like, you look healthy. You know?
So
and the reality is, when you're a professional ballerina, you're not healthy.
I mean,
I'm sorry, like, you're
it
not...
It depends. Like, some people have natural bodies that, like, work for that field, and then some people don't. And then, like, I was one of those people that it's like I had to fight against my nature and what nature gave me as a body, and I had to try to make it into something that it wasn't, you know?
I wasn't trying to say that if you're a ballerina, you're not healthy, but I feel like there's a lot of eating disorders.
There is a lot of unhealthy eating, unhealthy exercising, unhealthy, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you come from that world into the, now you're not dancing anymore, you start working at a coffee shop, then shortly after YouTube started, but you always compare yourself to your 18, 17, 16-year-old body.
Where I was also like dancing, you know, 7 hours a day.
Yeah, Alia was, when I met Alia, she was dancing. After that, she would drive somewhere across the city to a boxing class.
Do boxing class, then come back to
dance.
And
then come back to dance. Like, she was, and that's not a normal routine.
No, and it's not good.
Yeah, that's not a normal routine for someone, unless you're getting ready for a fight.
Yeah, but the craziest thing was, that's when teachers and ballet teachers were telling me like, oh, whatever you're doing, you're looking great.
You know,
and
so,
I was like literally doing the most.
Yeah,
and like it was not good
all the time, every day.
And my question to you is like, how did you feel from like being in a relationship in which like your partner is having this like inner battle and clearly like struggling, and you have never experienced what they're going through in a way? There's only so much you can understand it. There's a limit to how much you can understand something that you've never gone through.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how did that make you feel as like trying to help me, but then also like coming into, I feel like you had to come into not agreement with yourself. I don't know, like you had to be okay with the fact that you won't be able to help me with this.
Yeah, I felt helpless. Like I felt like I couldn't help no matter what I was saying because I wasn't dealing with it was your brain that's already, because this is all you knew, right? Like yeah. The staying skinny and not eating as much. So I'm going up against something that you truly believe that too. Like you believe that now you gain weight. You believe that, you know, you're supposed to be skinnier. And I just my whole thing was I was just trying to help you get to an understanding to where like you're not dancing anymore. Yeah. You're living now you're still going to school, you're working at the coffee shop, YouTube started, you're living a regular life.
Like, even that, because I had these types of episodes like way past yes. when I was like, even okay. when I was full time at YouTube, like doing just YouTube and I wasn't working at the coffee shop anymore. Like even last year when we were in Seattle, there were times where I was struggling with that.
Yes. I mean, even earlier this year.
Here?
Earlier this year, I feel like...
Yeah, I guess it wasn't until this summer, really, that... And summer is usually the time where I'm, like, the most vulnerable, I would say, because, like, I have to, you know, wear less clothes and, like, all these things.
And I remember a few summers ago when it would be hot out and then you would maybe, like, wear, like, long pants or something, you know, just because... But
I didn't want my legs out.
Exactly, but the whole time you are just fine. And it like, hurt me in a way... But I knew that this is like a work in progress. And I knew that we would get to where we are today.
Yeah.
You know, because you guys, this summer, Alia is, I feel like you're the most confident I've ever seen you. Like in terms of like how your relationship like with your body.
Yeah, I would say so too.
Because I think something has to kick in and you were just tired of, it was just like, you know, let's own it. I am the way I am.
Yeah.
And I think you also understood that this is more like regular, like is normal body weight. Like everybody, yeah, no one is walking around weighing, I don't know, like what, 70 pounds or 80 pounds. Like that's
I mean, it's also, it's difficult because it's also not necessarily just ballet. There's also models. There's also like the media. There's also people that you see in movies and TV shows. And
yeah. And you know what? You're right.
It's not just ballet. So like just because like, yeah, I wasn't in the ballet world, but I already had that extreme, you know, like way of thinking about this. And then like even in the real world, you still have those types of like things and messaging when it comes to like women and how they should look.
Yeah.
That doesn't even, I mean, it's, and we're not even going to get into all of that, but there's like that messaging is all around us at all times.
Like with being skinny and tall?
Yeah, with like being, you know, a leaner body and being taller and the way like even in the fashion industry and like trying to like wear clothing and navigating, figuring out like, I want to make fashion content, but like, can I make fashion content that looks good even though I don't have like the body that I usually see
representing those things. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I get that. And by the way, I think you totally could and you are doing that.
I am trying to. And yeah. I'm also trying to like find a way to do it in a way that I hope people see that like I'm trying to learn how to dress myself in a way that it's like it's easy and it's comfortable and I'm doing what I want to do versus what I see other people do. And that's why I've also gone through so many like identity crises and figuring out like who I am. Do I want to be blonde? We all know what...
We all know the blonde era.
And then like even experimenting with clothing and fashion, and that's like a part of it has to do with like taste and forming my own like fashion taste, but a lot of it also has to do with like constantly seeing like what everybody else is doing and trying to find like myself in what everybody else is doing rather than just doing what I want to do.
But you know what I appreciate about you the most is that you're not scared to try any of those things.
That's true.
You went full blonde. You try different styles.
And I had to do that to figure out who I was.
Exactly. So anybody out there listening, if you're going through identity crisis, stuff like that, you have to just try things.
Yeah.
You want a different hair color? Try that. It doesn't work? Go back. Alia is back to her favorite color now. I feel like this fits you the best. You know?
Yeah, I know. Me too.
In terms of like styles, just try things. Like you can only gain by trying things. If it doesn't work out, okay, you know, this is not for me. And I'm going to do this other thing that I know works for me.
Yeah.
And then also too, I was going to say something. Forgot. Okay, go ahead.
But to go back to like specifically just like in our relationship, dealing with, you know, this part of, I would say, like
I remember.
Okay. Is it important? Is it on topic?
Yeah, it is okay. On topic. And I think that what you are doing now, like, you know, being your body type and your height, whatever, and you're also in the fashion space, I think that you have like a bigger voice than you actually think. And you can actually, I don't know if it's like helping necessarily, but there's a lot of people who are in your situation. You're not like the only one. You're not the only one in the world that wants to make fashion content, but she's like maybe a little bit shorter. You're not the only one. There's probably more people like that than the tall and skinny and the perfect body, right? So I'm saying now, being an influencer, having an audience on YouTube and just online in general, a lot of people can look up to the things that you do and be like, you know what? This girl has the same body type as me and she's confident. So I feel like you need to like own that, because you're not going to get taller, you're not going to get skinnier, but you can keep being confident and show people that they can be confident in
just like who you are.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel like that is like a much greater, it's like it's actually you're contributing something positive to many people.
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
Yeah. So like the people who are, you know, tall and they can do those things, that's great for them. You know, no, there's no shade to anybody, but it's just to realize that everyone has a different body. And if there's one thing you can't change is how tall you are.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like you have to make it work, because otherwise your whole life, what are you going to just be miserable?
Yeah.
You know, that's why I always told you too, like, this is what we got.
Yeah.
You know,
truly, this is what you got. Like, you got to just work with it.
Yeah.
And I would say that from my perspective, you know, when I was going through like those moments and those harder times, you know, back then and like even, you know, recently. And I also, like, I'm just going to say that like my relationship with my body, that's like going to be a lifelong ongoing journey of like accepting my body, of being okay with having like phases of, you know, life, of when you are focused on being healthy and when you are going to the gym, but also when not, and just like being okay with those things like fluctuating.
Mm-hmm.
But I was gonna say that when I was going through those moments and I was like so in my head about like what I saw in the mirror and how I like thought of myself and blah blah blah. And then, you know, obviously, like, you are my partner, so, like, I would want you to help me. But then I also had to learn and accept how this is something that maybe you can't help me with. How maybe this is, like, the one thing that in this partnership, there's only so far that you can understand what I'm going through. And there's only so much that you can do for me to help me go through and like get better at this. Cause if I'm, you know, overthinking something about like YouTube or work or the podcast, if it's like a relationship in my life or a friendship that I have with someone that's like going through something, like anytime I have some type of like issue or hard time or something, it's like, you're always there for me. I'm always there for you. We work through it together. We're a team.
Yeah.
But when it came to this specific area of my life and this, you know, relationship I have with my body, that anytime there was like some type of conflict that was so internal for me, we would kind of attack it the same way we would attack any other problem in any of our lives. We would try to like be a team and work on it together.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a disconnect, how you explain, where like you just didn't really know what to do and you yourself had to be okay with like, you're limited in how you can help me with this, and not to any fault. And then I also on my side had to just be okay with the fact that this is something that like you will probably never understand to the level at which not that I need you to, but like, you just will never like understand what I'm going through because it's like so deeply inside of me.
And also I'm not living that experience.
Exactly.
It's the same thing just like with the, I don't know, like being black in America or white in America, like no matter how much I explain things to you.
And like I try to like internalize myself and understand.
Yeah. And you know, you've done a great job by understanding what's, you know, what's good or whatever. This is not this episode.
Yeah.
But that's just like a perfect example of like, but there's no way you can truly understand. Yeah, right?
I am limited to right. like, truly exactly. understanding.
But I was going to ask you, was there ever something that I said that you can recall that actually did help you?
I mean, I feel or help in you general, realize. It's not so much truly, I would say like in the moment when like I'm having like one of those like episodes
mm-hmm.
and I'm dealing with something specific. I would say maybe like giving me a reality check. Like if I'm complaining about like, oh, I wish that like if I get a shirt, right? And then the shirt on like the tall, lean model on the website fit like a crop top, but on me is like a regular t-shirt because mm-hmm. I'm just shorter. And I'll start being like, oh, I'm so frustrated. Like the shirt is supposed to be a crop top or it's supposed to be like shorter and hit like right at this level. But on me, it's like down to my waist or like down to my hips, you know? And then you're like, yeah, babe, but you can't do anything about it. Like you literally, like you can't be taller. You just got to be okay with that.
Yeah, it sounds harsh.
It sounds harsh. But at the same time, it is the truth.
Yeah.
And like, what else am I expecting you to say? Like, oh no, babe, like we can cut it, which I mean, like that is true. But like
what else can I say? Like, damn, that's crazy. I think they messed up with this shirt. Like, I mean, can't.
Yeah, there isn't really much for you to say
other than the just, true
like,
reality.
The reality. And then it's like most of the time that is what I need because I can so easily start like getting in my head of about how it's like if something is wrong with me. Rather than like, this is just not made for your size,
yeah.
period. But I mean, and that's the thing that's unfortunate is a lot of like high quality brands and stuff like that make their clothing for taller people. And if a specific clothing company doesn't have a petite section where clothing is specifically made for people that are under 5'3",
mm-hmm.
then most shit is just not like even the extra small or extra, extra small, even though I don't even wear that. But like the smallest size they have is still going to be like too long.
Yeah.
And that's just like something that I have to be okay with. I have to be okay with the fact that most pants I buy, I will have to take to the tailor and spend an extra $50 on every pair that I tailor. That's just part of.
Right. And that is also something that I always told you and wanted you to understand is that if, and I know I'm actually not going through it, but if I was in your position, I would so try my best to like, all right, I love these pants and they don't fit me the right way. Make it fit.
I know, but it just...
Go make it... It sucks that you have to go make it work.
It feels unfair because yeah. Why do I have to make it work and why don't other people have to make it work? Why does it just automatically work for them?
Yeah, I know. I mean, different body types.
I know, but why is it that everything is tailored to like taller bodies? Why can't we make sure that's for short
people? There are brands who make things for the petite.
Yeah, but I don't want to buy something that's specifically just made for like, I want brands to just make pants
that fit all sizes.
Fit shorter people.
Yeah. I mean,
I literally have to tailor every pants that I buy and spend like extra money because of that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess like there's also people that are very tall that have to buy clothes that are for tall people. But basically, I would say like the most helpful thing you've done is like just put it into perspective of like, this is something that you can't change.
Mm-hmm.
And then also it's like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like it's okay. This doesn't work. Fuck it. Return it. Find something else.
Yeah.
And it's about, I would say it's like the more that we kind of like went through that of like, oh, this is like too long or whatever. And then you giving me that reality check every single time, it kind of built into this acceptance that I think like I now am not necessarily that I've reached, but I have like gotten to a level of acceptance when it comes to like most of the time shit won't fit right. Move on. It is what it is. That's mm-hmm. just part of like my experience.
Yeah.
And I've accepted that, and it does. It's not a as big of a deal as it used to be.
Yeah, I think accepting is like the biggest part of like this whole conversation. Like, yeah. there is no perfect body type. Like, yes, the fashion industry, I guess it's made for, or even just like ballerinas, you know, it's yeah. made for taller people because, you know, aesthetically. But there's also many things that you need to be shorter for, or so there is no like. There's no perfect body type, basically. Yeah. It's like you can... And also, there's brands who make clothes for bigger people. There's brands who make clothes. So, I think now people... There's a lot of brands are tailoring to...
Be more inclusive.
Yeah. Yeah, even just like with models. Like now there's like bigger models, yeah. smaller models. So, I think we're heading towards the right decision. And everyone is beautiful. There is yeah. no... Oh, you're short. Because also, too, like there's people who are tall... that wish they were your size.
Yeah.
There's a lot. There's people who are short that wish they were tall. There's people who are... And then also, too, like, just culturally, that there's many different countries, right? Like, if you go to a different country and being skinny as, like, they think that you need to eat more.
Yeah.
It's but just, but yeah. to some people here, it's like, I need to be the skinniest as I can. But then, like, you go to, I don't know, like, a country somewhere in Africa or maybe like South America, I don't know, wherever, right?
Yeah.
It's just like, you need to eat, girl.
Yeah.
Whatever, you know? So, I don't know. I feel like, and I know that specifically from Africa because I am from Africa. Yeah, so, it's yeah, just yeah. like...
No, you're right.
A super skinny person there. Yes, maybe she could come to America and be a model, but their day-to-day life is like, we need to give you some food.
Yeah. No, it's...
You know, and I'm not saying... It's, I don't know, like the being skinny or bigger, yeah, it's whatever. It's, yeah, it's a very like, it's all about perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, because I want to like watch how I say it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. It's also a hard topic to talk about because you never want anybody to feel
yeah.
some type of way.
No, exactly. So, but I feel like we you know, we did a good job, right?
Yeah, no, right. I think we did do a good job. And to close it out, I would say that I would also, outside from like having those episodes, what I would say makes the biggest difference in me dealing with this and healing with this part of my life in while also being in this relationship is the fact that you like are always there and you're always like, not to like make it weird, but like you really always give me a lot of affirmations around like how I look or how I am or how I speak or like when I wear like a nice outfit, like you really, affirm me that like you think that I'm beautiful, that you think that I, you know, my hair looks nice when it's up. Sometimes like I don't put my hair up because yeah. I'm insecure about like, you know, like my face or something. And then you're like, no, but when you see like your face, like it's so nice, you yeah. know, and different things like that. And I feel like if you're in a relationship and, you know, I'm not saying that, and I don't want this to sound weird as if I'm like, I love it when you tell me I'm pretty, because it's not that at all. And also, you compliment me on many other things other than just, like, what yeah. I look like. And those have, like, you know, the most value. But I also think, like, what does help me is knowing that you love me for me. And you've loved me through the many phases and the many bodies and the many yeah. like, points that I've been at in this journey.
Yeah. One thing I will never do to anyone really, but also just like especially to you, like if someone loses weight or gain weight, I never will come and say like, damn, babe, you gained some weight, or like say it in
yeah
in any way like that, because there's also nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. But then like, I would also say like it's okay to talk about it, like if I bring it up and then I'm like, you know, I'm thinking maybe I want to like start go to the gym or whatever, because that was also a very open conversation between the two of us. In terms of like how when we moved here, we were like, we're, you know, kind of like not really caring about being healthy or anything. And then we switched it all around the beginning of 2024. And we both like kind of started going on this journey. And I feel like even though it's not linear and you're not always like going to the gym all the time or whatever, like life life is life. I feel like we found a way that like we talk about these things in a way that like is healthy.
Yeah, it should be
between us.
Yeah, in a relationship, it should be. And I can't. I don't know, but I mean, I'm assuming maybe in some relationships, people are not as open about these things with their partner. I don't know.
Or they don't feel comfortable like sharing how they're feeling, or they don't want to be like annoying.
But it's so important because you're like, whatever Ali is going through, I'm going through. Whatever I'm going through, Ali is going through.
Yeah.
And that's something that we, it's not even like a rule that we, it's just something that we established. Like it naturally happened like that.
If you're not good, I'm not good. I'm going to try to figure out how we can be good again.
Exactly. And if you're mentioning to me that you want to gain weight or lose weight, I'm like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah. And that's another thing too, that is like
let's go.
It's good. Yeah, we have like a good balance between like being motivated together,
but also keep it real too.
In
like
what I'm way?
Like, if you want to lose some weight or if you want to gain some weight, whatever, and I will always like back you in whatever decision you want to make. Like I will never say, oh no, nah, like you're good.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's exactly what I was gonna say too.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Sorry.
No, it's good.
Yeah, and don't be scared.
And at the same time, we're also going to keep each other accountable too, but also in a way that I will also check you if you're like doing it too much. So like sometimes like I'll be like, oh, I kind of want like something sweet, or I want some ice cream. You're like, babe, no, we're like not doing no dessert, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, no, but like I want to. And then we kind of have this like interesting kind of like back and forth between
you wanting the dessert and then me saying like, no, we should be strict. Like, yeah, we should not do it. And then also it's just like, life is not like that. If you've been eating good all week, whatever eating good to you means, right? And on a weekend, you want a croissant? Go get a croissant.
I know, but then sometimes you'll still make comments about it and be like, no, babe, like, I'm not going to have any dessert.
I'm not going to have any sugar at all.
I don't know
why
I'm like having like a Trump voice right now.
I'm not going to have any sugar at all.
You know, and then I would say that before,
it's all about balance,
but before,
all right?
Like someone like that making that type of comment would be kind of like triggering for me, of like me being like, no, I just like want to go
like
get like something sweet, and then you would be like, no, like shouldn't get any sugar or like any dessert, and then I would feel like, damn, like you're right, and I would like take it so seriously. Versus now, I'm just like, no, I'm going to have like the sweet shit that I want. You don't have to have it.
Yeah.
And then it is what it is. It doesn't like impact me the way that I would say it would have impacted me,
but
maybe like a few years ago.
That's growth.
Exactly.
We look up different exercises. That some exercises we can do together, but we have very different bodies,
I don't
very
really
different
like
goals.
Working out together, honestly.
Yeah, I don't like working out with you too, because you do. Ali does. There's like this program that Alia does. I don't know if it's a program or not, but it's crazy. I did it with her one time. And
okay,
I was
but
just
it was
like,
also like the worst one when you
took okay, it. I'm like, I'm never doing this shit again.
No, it was like the worst, but.
Thanks for listening Thanks for listening to or watching today's episode. We hope some of the stuff we said resonated with you. We hope that.
We kept it light.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
I think we kept it light.
I think we kept it light.
And also. Yeah, we always like want to make sure that everybody is like comfortable in this space. And if you have any like thoughts, if you have anything you want to share, please.
I feel like your brain is like,
I don't know where I'm going with this, but like, let us know what you thought about the episode in the comments. We're going to go over to Patreon and we're going to switch and do a 180 or 360 or. We're going to basically go very not related to this episode on Patreon. And we're going to be finally talking about my blacking out drunk story.
Honestly, I forgot what the topic was going to be about. So now I'm just like, what are you talking about?
I'm very scared to share because it's hella embarrassing.
It's fine. We all have embarrassing moments in our lives.
Yeah, but not everybody shares that shit with like
the world.
However many Patreon members we have.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But it's going to be, it's a very funny story. And I've told you the story before, but I feel like you don't remember all the details. So
yeah, that's fine. We'll get to it. If you want to listen to that, sign up to Patreon. Links is in the bio. And we're out.
Links are in the description of this.
In the description, yeah. But also bio on Instagram.
Okay.
Thanks for staying here and being here. Have a great rest of your week, weekend, and let us know what you thought about this episode.
Yeah. Have a great time.
Bye.